brand new music, Spirit Field, one of those great releases for this mid-year. Fading out, brand new music, an exclusive release done by Pastor Moshe. Job well done, Pastor Moshe, on that
thank
song there.
You, thank you, sir.
Job well.
Thank
you, now, sir. With thank what you. We are feeling in the studios right now, how is it like recording this song?
Well, amazing. You know, every recording has got its own experience. Mm. We had the first one, it was good. Second one was awesome. This one was just, it was just something different about this one.
We praise God.
And what was different is, actually, the funny part is, when we were done recording, we went into worship and it was endless.
You are telling me that. Pastor Moshe, big question. You are telling me that this song is dropping in the next couple of minutes, couple of seconds. Where can people find it?
Right on our page. I think 18 hours, it has already dropped. Pastor Moshe and the Vessels of Honor. When you go to Pastor Moshe and the Vessels of Honor, a Facebook page, you'll be able to get the link.
And how can people get in touch with you?
Should I give my number?
Please.
But if they went to my Facebook page, they're able to catch me.
Pastor Floyd Kaingu says, a powerful song, a lot of comments coming through there. As always, yet remind you to support local artists, support this song here. Tomorrow, between 16 and 17 hours, Echo will be counting down 10 most wanted songs on Radio Christian Voice. Nominate this song, send him a text to 0956-200490. Tell him, Echo, I'm nominating Amalombo by Pastor Moshe. The other week, this song can be the 10 most wanted, eventually to be number one. For how long? That depends on you, my friend. Before you know it, that first of December 2025, it will be a Wednesday between 21 and midnight. We'll be counting down, God willing, of course, we'll be counting down top 50 most requested songs. Where will this song be? That's a question mark. Pastor Moshe, always a joy having you in the studios, and God richly bless you.
It is a joy to always be there.
When are you coming back here?
Please, you let me know.
I only have you when you say that you come and check, do those music knowledge for 20 songs.
Not a problem. I'll do my homework.
Pastor Moshe, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Coming up, the news at the top of the hour. Coming up, top of the hour. I'm not going up for an hour ahead of us.
Stay up to date with all the latest happenings, exclusive events, and incredible giveaways by following us on all social media platforms. We mean it. Everywhere. From Twitter, Thread, to LinkedIn, we've got you covered. Follow RTV now and join our happy community.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
ZIP calls for suspension of loans component under CDF. Deputy Government Chief Whip advises Zambians against quick fixes on national development. And former DR Congo President on trial for treason. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has directed the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to consider suspending the loan component under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, due to the high rate of loan defaults by beneficiaries. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango expressed disappointment that many beneficiaries are not repaying the funds, despite the CDF loan scheme being a revolving fund intended to benefit more citizens and stimulate economic growth. She emphasized that the loan components should only resume once defaulters begin to pay back their loans, warning that it would be wasteful for government to continue injecting money into a system that is not yielding returns. All those who have been accessing loans with no intention of paying back qualify to be caught thieves, said Mrs. Nalumango.
A terrible thing. It will make us fail to grow our economy. When you fail to pay, where else are you going to go next? It's a very unfortunate situation, and therefore this house has seen that this component of CDF is not working. Therefore, the minister is here. Let money go to other projects until people's money.
And Mrs. Nalumango has clarified that government has no intention to bribe a judge in South Africa dealing with the state funeral impasse of former President Edgar Lungu. Responding to a question from Pika Member of Parliament Francis Kapyanga regarding the leaked audio involving Mafinga Member of Parliament Robert Chabinga and another cabinet minister, Mrs. Nalumango clarified that the audio in question does not confirm any government plan to bribe a judge in South Africa. Mrs. Nalumango said that the audio, whether fake or real, does not represent government position on the matter, saying that what was said in the audio was merely a suggestion, adding that it is not unusual for people to express differing opinions in the wake of the death of a prominent individual, noting that many Zambians may have shared their own private views about the matter.
When big things happen, everybody speaks about the same, but they don't say one thing. This one says this. This one says that, let us go, let us do it this way. So those were proposals and suggestions. There was nowhere in that audio, which I've also listened to, unless I missed it, that government has decided to go and bribe a judge in South Africa. It is not there, so don't add into this.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has directed Chawama Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, to resume her duties in the House within 14 days following the burial of her father, former President Edgar Lungu, or within 14 days of the opening of the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly, whichever comes first. This follows a ruling delivered today in the National Assembly after Zambezi East Member of Parliament Brian Kambita raised the point of order regarding Ms. Lungu's prolonged absence from parliamentary proceedings and reports suggesting her family does not intend to return to Zambia. Ms. Moti clarified that according to parliamentary standing orders, any member seeking to be absent must obtain prior written permission. She further noted that absence from four consecutive sittings without such permission requires referral to the Committee on Privileges and Absences. While acknowledging the seriousness of the matter, the Speaker recognized the passing of former President Lungu on June 5, 2025 in Pretoria, South Africa, and the ongoing legal matters surrounding his burial. She expressed sympathy for Ms. Lungu's mourning period, but stressed that the people of Chawama must not go unrepresented in the House.
While I recognize the sad state of affairs regarding the funeral of the late former president and the need for Ms. T. Lungu MP to mourn and put to rest her father, I am also alive to the need for the people of Chawama parliamentary constituents to be represented. In this regard, I direct in absentia Ms. T. Lungu MP to present herself to either my office, if the House will be on recess, or the House within 14 days after the burial of her late father.
Deputy Government Chief Whip Likando Mufalali has urged Zambians to move away from a culture of demanding quick fixes in the national development and instead trust the long-term processes being implemented by government. Ms. Mufalali said that some of the investment decisions and policy pronouncements made by government require time to bear fruit, and called on all well-meaning citizens to exercise patience and support the ongoing efforts. He made these remarks when he featured on Radio Christian Voice Chatback program during a discussion on national matters. Zambians are understandably unhappy with load shedding, but they must understand that there are long-term investments underway in the energy sector.